Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Vicki Oliver, longtime Brain Trust member, leading career development expert, author of 5 books on the topic, including Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One. I love that book. And then Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. She's our good friend, Vicki. Welcome back. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you very much.
Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com. Check it out, folks, and find all the things she does. We're talking about bad bosses, and in the previous segment, we talked about how to deal with them, how to deal with a boss that's disconnected, it's hateful or passive-aggressive or whatever. Now, I was when you got here, I said, okay, folks, there are good bosses and there are bad bosses. Which one are you? Have you looked in the mirror lately? You know, and is it time for us to take stock, Vicki?
Yeah, I mean, a third of my book is devoted, at the end of the book, it says, are you the problem? And it asks people, readers, to diagnose themselves, you know, and see if they are the problem. Fortunately, with today's the type of feedback that you get, 360-degree feedback that you mentioned, mm-hmm. Fortunately, you can look at yourself in the mirror and you can see if you are the problem.
Well, you know, one of the things that I try there are metrics that are sort of like natural law metrics. Do people stay with you? Do people do their job? Do they act like they wouldn't? When they're doing their job, do they act like they're doing it because they don't want to disappoint you, not because you're going to yell at them? You know what I mean? That you can tell the
yes.
difference. Yeah. Do they leave at 5 o'clock or do they not know what time it is when 5 o'clock comes? You know, they wind up saying, it's 5 o'clock. I mean, it's 5:20. What happened to the time? You know what I mean?
Right.
Or whatever they.
Right.
They come in on weekends because they realize they forgot to do something. You know,
right.
that's, you know, some people do that because they're dedicated, but a lot of times it's because of you.
Right. I used to work for a boss who said, thank God it's Monday.
I'm kind of like that.
I know. Thank God it's Monday, you know.
Yeah.
And that turns everything on its head when you start thinking like that.
Yep. And also, do you notice people? This is another indicator of whether you're a good boss or not. Do you notice the human beings and the human things that are going on in the lives of these human beings? Do you
right.
notice that? Do you know when they're sick? Do you know do you know about their birthday? Do you know if their family's having trouble or whatever?
Right.
I mean, if you can, every boss can't keep up with everything with all their employees. But in a small business, you ought to be able to do most of that.
You should be able to know most of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if one of the points that I make is showing empathy, and it's not a weakness.
And interest.
Right. It's not a weakness to show empathy
mm-hmm.
or to be able to listen to somebody. You know, it's not going to take more time out of your day, you know, to spend a few minutes with somebody on your staff who's having an issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm guilty of saying, hey, how are things going with you and your family or something like that, you know? And then I kind of make a joke. If they start telling me too much, I say, okay, that's all I wanted to know.
Right.
And they
good.
And we laugh about it, you know?
right.
But, I mean, people, sometimes I think bosses, managers forget that your employees have lives and goals of their own.
Right.
Their goal is not to accomplish your goal. Their goal is to accomplish their goals, which you then aggregate for your goal.
Right.
I think we miss that sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, yes. One of my underlying thoughts is that leadership is actually a privilege. It's not just
a
right.
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah, it's not just because, you know, you're the boss and you have the money and you're paying their salaries, you know. It's also, you have to earn it.
Mm-hmm. And it comes with
a
responsibility, too,
doesn't it? A lot of people can come to work and they go through the motions. You're not really being a leader if they're just going through the motions and coming in at 9:30 and leaving at 4:30. You're not really inspiring them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a privilege, and you have to earn it.
And it comes with a responsibility.
Yeah. You have to earn it.
I like
and
that.
One of the ways you earn it is what we talked about just now, showing empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So that they like you. They'll go out on that extra limb for you because you care.
And, you know, this is how the great small business owners who can't compete on salary and benefit with the big guys, this
right.
is how they get the best people to stay with them.
Absolutely.
I've seen it a thousand times.
Right.
And then I've
There's
seen
no question. People like to feel needed. You know, it's like a family. The people that work for you are like your family.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you're spending much more time with them probably
exactly.
than you are with the people in your family.
Exactly. It's the only reason why anybody would work for a small business, as far as I'm concerned. If you don't feel that connection, then you need to go work for a big company. Hey,
right.
I need to wrap it up. Give us that website again, please, Vicki.
Oh, sure. It's VickiOliver.com, and it's V-I-C-K-Y.
Can they find all your books there at your website?
Yes.
Bad Bosses.
They're on Amazon.
Crazy Co-Workers and Other Office Idiots. That's just one of her books, folks. She's got a whole bunch of them. Hey, Vicki, good job. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.